This is the final part of a three-part series featuring Jim Buckles, president of BCS Consulting and JSC Services. We're talking about a new service that's being offered by Jim and his company. It's for floor covering retailers. It's in conjunction with RFMS, and it's called Virtual CFO. What series of events took place prior to you coming up with this and developing a virtual CFO?
Well, what happened was, as it's something I offer to my number of my clients now, but what happened is, as I kept, going to industry gatherings, talking to other people, talking with Scott Humphrey at the WFCA, with Terry Wheat, and we all have a concern for the continued survival and growth of the independent retailer, affiliated or otherwise. And, you end up sitting around talking about what is it these guys need that will help them. Mm-hmm. And this just kept coming up. And followed by, well, nobody's doing that. There are obviously local CPAs who may have a good practice within the flooring industry in a certain area. Those who are affiliated with some of the groups, there are some tools available to them there. But there wasn't anybody who was truly offering for, say, the price of a warehouse guy to come in and look at your numbers, look at the detail, talk with you about them, and help you become a better businessman.
I hear you. What if somebody calls you and they have some other software package other than RFMS? Can you work with them? Is that potential, potentially can happen?
That is something we are going to look at going forward, but quite honestly, we're starting with RFMS users because that's what my people are best trained in. And I would not want to offer somebody something where I did not have people who were expert in their particular software.
I see. Well, as I said...
Now, on the flip side, if I've got 10 people who call me who are using, Q-Floors or a Pacific Solutions, and they'd really like to have it done, well, at that point, I would go out and find myself somebody who is well-trained in their software and be happy to offer it.
I see. Well, it seems like, it is a great idea. I mean, CFOs offer sage advice, among other things, and I think certainly every retailer needs that, and, that's what you're coming in and doing.
Right, and I'm doing it from the standpoint of a industry veteran, I suppose, at this point. The bankers do this, but they're looking at it as a banker. The CPAs do it, but they're looking at it from a tax basis. I'm looking at it from a let's run your business the best possible way and do it with an eye towards the industry and how it is now and how it keeps changing.
I see.
It's a very different viewpoint.
Now, you said earlier that you get on the phone with the retailer. He has a set of financials in front of him, and so do you. And then you review this. Talk about what a typical conversation like that might be.
Well, there's a certain amount of, I tend to have a little bit of a topic of the month that so that I make sure that I talk to all the retailers about something, whether it's inventory turns or discounts or, so that there's, as part of the education process. But then the other piece is I'm looking at the trends and the numbers for them specifically. And sometimes the monthly topic goes out the window because I'm seeing something which is causing me great concern.
Yeah.
Or is causing me great happiness. And, so whether it's celebrating the successes or discussing the concerns, it's all about them. It is not, a preset canned program that is being done by somebody who has never run a business in this industry.
What are the most common shortcomings you've seen over the years in terms of retailers and their financials?
Some things that we've talked about in other interviews. I mean, these guys who fall in love with their inventory. And so they've got inventory that is sometimes years old and they just don't want to admit they need to blow it out or do something with it. Or they're not managing their use of other people's money well. their level of customer deposits against their sales on the retail side is low compared to what is potential, so they're not sufficiently leveraging what they have. It's not having good operational leverage, where if you increase your sales, your internal costs change very little, and so the majority of that drops down to the bottom line. Yeah, there's a lot of guys that, well, if business doubled, I need twice as many people in the office. Well, no, but if you hire twice as many people, they'll keep themselves busy. You know, instead, let's talk about how do we do this lean, but not so lean that you don't have sufficient backup for all the positions. So if somebody has an issue or goes on vacation, you're not dead in the water.
What's your take on the average retailer? And I know there isn't such a thing, but that's not going to stop me from saying it, I guess. Are they more astute now? Do they see the need more now than they did 10 years ago, do you think, you know, for something like this, or just understanding financial statements in general?
I think the biggest change that I've seen over the years for the, you know, average retailer is they are far more open to allowing others with expertise to assist them. When the economy is good and when things are booming, everybody thought they were their own expert, because as long as you didn't screw things up too much, you were going to keep growing. But with the downturn and the recession, and people learned that that wasn't true, they actually did not know. And so they now are far more open to saying, hey, I know what I don't know, so I'm happy to have someone come in and work with me who does know and can help me run my business better. There's a little less ego than there used to be.
Well, and you have some pretty impressive people that are your clients, and I suspect that that tells a big story right there, it would seem to me.
Well, part of it is I have to be a little bit cautious about it, but, you know, as we've discussed before, I've worked with Vinnie Verga. Terry Wheat just recently, with the launch of this, has engaged me to do his. I'm working with Commercial Carpets of America in Alexandria, Virginia. Yeah, I mean, I've been all, you know, skipping about hither and yon, where that's part of the value is that I am not a regional guy. I am national.
Well, it certainly is a valuable service, and I can't imagine you're not going to be extremely successful with this. If somebody listening wants to sign up for this, a virtual CFO, how can they do that?
Well, they can send an email to us at it's jscservicesllc@gmail.com. So that's jscservicesllc@gmail.com. Or they can certainly call the office at 314-606-1636.
Now, before we sign off again, let me just have you run through virtual CFO, what it does, what sort of information they get out of it, and just review that for us again, if you would.
Well, virtual CFO means that you no longer have to worry about balancing your checkbook, closing your month, having the industry knowledge, reviewing your numbers, and getting the books closed so that they are available to your CPA for sales income tax purposes, and then in turn spending half an hour or so with you every month talking about your numbers, what they mean, and helping you with your business so that it takes off that particular piece from your back office. It increases the confidentiality of your numbers. Is now no longer does anyone working for you have any idea what they are. And it gives you a level of detail and analysis that you most likely do not have. And all that for the price of a warehouse guy.
Makes total sense. I know it's going to be very successful. It's a great idea, Jim. You've really broken through with something very exciting here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, as we go forward, I want you to come on again and tell us how this thing has worked out, because we're really on the front end of this thing. I want you to come back in a couple of months and give us an update, if you would.
Oh, be more than happy to.
Very good. Jim, thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you, Dave.
We've been talking with Jim Buckles. He's the president of BCS Consulting and also JSC Services. And this is Floor Radio.